Welcome to the Lost Podcast Christmas Special, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back by that warm fire, a glass of eggnog, and enjoy the show. You know Jack and Kate and Sawyer and Son, Claire and Locke and Walt Michael's son, but do you recall the most famous Islander of all?
Ethan?
Come on. Jeez. Desmond the crazy hatchler had a messy head of hair.
Air.
And if you ever saw it, you wouldn't even care.
I don't.
All of the other
others
used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor
Desmond
join in any time of games.
Twice so fair.
Then one balmy traffic night, the island whispered his name. Desmond, with your flowing mane, dive the numbers till you go insane. Then how the others loved him, and they shouted out with glee. Desmond the long-haired hatchler, you become as loony as we.
You become as loony as me.
All right, hello and welcome to the Christmas special edition of the Lost Podcast. My name is Jay.
And I'm Mr. Grinch.
Are you really Mr. Grinch?
Yes, I am.
Why?
My heart's like this right now.
Why? What's wrong?
Why not?
I don't know. It's Christmas season. Everybody's happy. I don't understand why you're upset.
Who's one of the most famous holiday characters?
Mr. Santa Grinch? Claus?
No, he's been pushed over.
I know, but why are you associating yourself with like the angry meme?
Well, he's not angry at the end.
At the end?
Are you the Grinch at the end of the movie, Grinch? Spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler alert. No, I'm just kidding.
So, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh, okay, so you're happy?
I'm happy.
You just don't sound very happy.
I'm happy and it's just, life is good.
Okay.
All right.
Well, welcome everybody to the show. We have a lot of listener feedback to get into today.
Yes, we do.
We have a special interview with Doc Arts. A.K.A. John Laconis.
A.K.A.
What?
I don't know. Just want to keep going.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be left out.
All right. Fair enough. We have a new clip from the show that was released by ABC.
It could be spoilers.
It is spoilery because it's a clip from the show.
Oh, okay.
So it's very light. I don't think it's that spoilery, but it was a good scene.
Yeah, it was good. That's two of my favorite characters.
Also, we're going to have a couple. Well, you had one of our classic Jay and Jack moments. Desmond, the crazy...
Hatchler. Yes. You forgot the name already?
Yeah. Well, that was one of our first songs. That was the first song we ever did.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
It was by a poem by a listener, wasn't it?
I think so. We have a song also, and one of my favorite moments from the show is when Scott and Steve called into the show for our first Christmas special.
And if you have something you want to send in, you can still not too late. We'll play it after Christmas.
Or maybe if you send anything in, maybe I'll just put it up on Christmas Day.
There we go.
Okay.
All right,
so Jack, what do you say we get into the Lost news first?
Let's do it, sir.
All right, here we go. All right, we have a few Lost
I love this
news
music.
Items.
I just love that music.
To me, Vince Guaraldi Trio, Charlie Brown... soundtrack is Christmas.
It was on the other night.
I know, and I missed it. Let's see. This is one you found.
This could contain spoilers. It's TV Guide.
We get
the TV Guide. It comes to Layla Jenkins, but it has our address. I don't know who Layla Jenkins is.
Well,
but
it's Jenkins. Jenkins.
Jenkins.
Jenkins.
Well, we always accuse my daughter because her name is Kayla.
But it has a cover from Neil Patrick Harris.
From
that show that he's on.
Yeah, I think so. That's the girl that was in American Pie.
Yeah, but it says, Oprah confesses I weigh 200 pounds.
Yes.
We're all here for you, Oprah. But
just her wallet.
The December 22nd through January 4th, 2009 edition, so the most recent edition. And I think I just lost the page. So keep me busy while I'm going back to the page.
What's the name of that show? How I Met Your Mother. I've never watched it. I'm sorry. That has the something else I wanted to talk about. No, it's before that.
I can't believe you didn't have that one marked.
Dun, 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 dun. So why don't you sing for him?
I didn't have to.
Look how long it took me to find it.
Thank you. Because you read it. All right, it says...
Hold on a second. This could contain spoilers.
Okay. Marissa's this is news, so it's anything that can be in the news. And yeah, sometimes that's spoilery.
But you know how people complain.
Daniel Day Kim, Life on Lost, and Beyond. In last season's Lost finale, Jin appeared to go kaboom on an ocean freighter as his horrified widow-to-be son watched from a helicopter, leaving viewers to wonder if Daniel Day Kim's character was truly fish food. Well, during my recent trip to Lost set in Hawaii, Daniel broke it to me that he will perish permanently. Woo! In his role as King of Siam in Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King of Siam. It's scallywag. My son asked me why I always die in everything I do, says Daniel, who will make his theatrical singing debut.
So that now we find Daniel Day Kim has a son. Yeah, he's singing.
At London's 5,000-plus seat Royal Albert Hall. Wow.
Who would have thought that Daniel Day Kim and myself could sing? It's just amazing. I find it amazing.
The casting news comes as a surprise to the actor's TV wife, Hyunjin Kim. I've never heard him sing, just karaoke. she says, he's not a singer, but he can totally carry a tune. Turns out Daniel is quite the Renaissance man. While a drama student at NYU, he once sang the big band classic Chattanooga Choo Choo with Michael C. Hall from Dexter.
Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Yeah. He
sang Big Bang? Isn't that kind of
like... Big Band.
Oh, I thought you said Big Bang, because I'm thinking...
Maybe I said that, but Big Band.
You just say Big Bang,
because with Michael C. Hall from Dexter, that's cool.
Wow.
In a cabaret, who knew? Daniel says his Lost character will return on February 11th. Viewers will have to wait until then to see whether he'll be either alive, in flashback, or another dimension. What does that mean?
Another dimension.
But fans hoping for an emotional son-Jin reunion, along the lines of Bernard and Rose, or Desmond and Penny, may be deeply disappointed. Uh-oh. More than halfway through shooting the fifth season, Daniel and Hyunjin have not shot a single scene together.
Well, that's one of the questions.
We'll see when that happens, if that happens, Daniel says. But I can't imagine it not happening, adds Hyunjin. I hope they don't have us meet until maybe next season. As the King of Siam would say, this is a puzzlement.
Wow. And the other one, should we do this one?
Is it about Lost?
It has some Lost in
it. No.
Okay. It has Lost.
If it's good.
Would you lose my marker?
All right. Well, we'll get into clip.
Go to the next clip.
That ABC released. This is a scene between Jack and Ben. And I'm assuming it's pretty close after the end of the season finale of season 4. Because we see Jack shaving off his trademark gross beard. So, Jack, what do you say we get to this scene?
Do it.
All right. Here we go.
And now a sneak peek at the season premiere of ABC's Lost.
Once we get Hurley, then what?
Then we get Sun, Saeed, and Kate, of course.
I don't see that happening. When was the last time you saw him?
Locke. On the island. In the orchid station, below the greenhouse. I told him I was sorry for making his life so miserable. And then he left. So obviously John's visit to you made an impression. What did he say to make you such a believer?
Sawyer, Juliet, everyone from the boat. Everyone we left behind, John said that they'd die too. If I didn't come back.
Did he tell you what happened to them after the island moved?
No. No, he didn't.
Then I guess we'll never know.
ABC's Lost. The premiere event, Wednesday, January 21st on ABC.
All right.
Well, that was just a big tease.
A big tease. Why?
It's just a big tease.
Is that why you're grumpy? Is that why you considered yourself the Grinch?
No, I'm more of a Grinch.
Oh, okay.
Well, did he tell you what happened to him? No.
I remember watching. I was like, no, there's only 10 seconds left of this clip.
Then why are you here? Ben was honest, though. He did say he told John, I'm sorry for making your life miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Ben actually told the truth. We have it on tape. We have it on a record.
All right. Well, whenever it's the end of the year, a lot of like magazines and stuff like that, they like to name like their top 10 lists of the year or whatever. So we have TV Guide's
Matt
top 10.
Matt Rush.
Well, go from 10
to
1.
10 to number 1. Okay. Number 10, Friday Night Live. This is the best shows, TV Guide's Matt Rush says,
okay,
of 2007.
Oh, that's like the 2007-2008 season.
Well,
like the last television season.
Right, whatever. Friday Night Lights, number 10. Best show you guys are not watching.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you don't watch it, do you?
It's okay. It's like a soap opera.
Now you come on
it's
to
like a good soap
now you've come on to Chuck. You've joined Chuck's
side.
I've
liked Chuck since the beginning. Okay, don't even go there.
You were not a big Chuck fan. I now call Jay. If you want to give him a nickname, it's Morgan.
Okay.
If
you watch Chuck, he's Morgan. We talk about that in the interview later.
Number 9. We haven't done the interview yet.
That's true.
Okay. We haven't done that interview yet. We're doing that live. It's number 9 is Dexter, which you say is a great show. I've yet to watch.
Amazing show.
I will watch it eventually. Masterpiece, PBS long-running TV show.
Oh yeah, Masterpiece Theater.
Right. Number 7, I've watched it once. I liked it. The one with Steve Martin. Comedy, 30 Rock.
30 Rock's a really
good
show.
I almost said 30 Rock from the Sun. I don't know why.
Different plots.
Then it had grand finales. It had the FX, The Shields, HBO, The Sopranos. Like The Sopranos did all that stuff. So grand finales, I'm not going to read that. HBO's miniseries. It had John Adams on there and Generation Kill. I watched them both. I thought they were both well done. The Big Bang Theory. I've watched it a couple times. I like it,
uh-huh,
but I don't know why I haven't gotten into it, but okay. I think it's kind of a quirky, funny show.
Uh-huh.
The Summer Olympics. I watched about 3 minutes of the Summer Olympics.
The opening and closing stuff was really cool.
I didn't even watch that.
It was pretty. They had Jimmy Page at the closing
really?
Ceremonies. Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Doing a version of Whole Lotta Love with Leon
I know
Lewis.
The Olympics just have not been the same to me since we made up with Russia. There's no. Who do you root against? Who's the
We'll give it time. We may have the same dynamic.
It's like Lost in Heroes. You know, if you're a Lost fan, sometimes you can't be a Heroes fan. You root against them in the ratings. Number 2.
Okay.
A show some of you guys might watch. Lost.
Oh, Lost. Number 2. That's high up
ABC.
There.
So it's number 2.
What do they say? Do you need me to rest your glasses or bad?
I can't read it. Well, let me just do number 1 is Mad Men. I heard that's a great show. I've never watched it. And failing to meet the top 10 is Jay's favorite show, Heroes.
Lost TV's greatest escape was trippier than ever in its comeback fourth season, a thrill ride of heart-wrenching flashbacks and flash-forwards, sometimes within the same episode. That had us on the edge of our seats while reaching our tissues as Sun lost Jin, Desmond found Penny, and Jack and Kate left Sawyer behind. And the island vanished into thin air. Can't wait to see them try to top that. ABC's Lost is my constant. I think it's our constant.
Oh, I like that. I like the way they ended that. My constant. That's good. I like. Good job. Good job, Matt.
All right. Why don't we get into our interview with Doc Arts?
The one we're going to do right now?
The one we're going to do right now.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Live.
Live. Due to technical difficulties, we're going to have to move the Doc Arts live interview about Lost Ate My Life to the next episode of the podcast. But be sure to check out Lost Ate My Life at any bookstores and Amazon.com. And we'll make sure we have Doc Arts back on here to do the interview and talk about his book and the upcoming season of Lost. Now we're going to a classic Christmas Jay and Jack moment. All right, so Jack, we did a song by the name of Lost Drummer Boy.
I don't remember it.
And it's a classic.
I don't remember.
In the pantheon of Jay and Jack music and clips.
Really?
So we'll get into that right now.
Do it, sir.
Lost Drummer Boy.
Lost Drummer Boy.
Come on, it's starting. La 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 la. A whole new episode to see. La 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 la. My heart is racing now. La 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 la. To know if Jack kills Ben. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I'm a Huschievo, it's la 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 lost. So I can enjoy my la 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 lost. And find the Easter eggs that mean nothing at all. Oh, what will I do when my Tebow is filled? La 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 lost, la 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 lost. I think I need to see that again. La 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 lost, la 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 lost, la 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 lost.
I think what that song shows, that if you're, your goal is to be a singer or something, uh-huh. that you can start out as a backup.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then make it into the lead singer.
All right, Jack, we've got a lot of listener feedback to get into. What do you say we get into that?
I say roll it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got a lot of great listener feedback to get into. So, Jack, what do you say?
We do it.
We get in.
Let's go.
Listener.
Christmas feedback. Time.
Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Lexi calling from Germany. I'm just calling to say that, Jack, your song rocked, and Jay is just a little, like, freak for stopping you and interrupting you. Yeah. Bye.
Okay, Jack. This is Laura in San Diego. Bring it on, bud. Yes, I'm in San Diego. 619 is San Diego. I'm working at San Diego Gas and Electric in Kearny Mesa. I live near Patrick Henry High School in San Diego. What are you going to do about it? Huh? Huh? You don't live here anymore? What do you know? You don't have Jack in the Box. You don't have In-N-Out. So what are you going to do? Bring it on, biatch.
Hello, Jay and Jack. This is Harv in Northern California. I've been listening to your older podcasts. I've been listening for a while to you guys, but recently just been listening to your older ones because I'm kind of coinciding with the re-airings of season 3 on the G4 channel. So I just recently watched Par Avant. Anyway, I did want to make one comment that it's just kind of driven me a little crazy. I don't mean to come off as a cranky pants, but you guys, and you're not the only website that does this, but these websites will theorize on stuff that's not even on the TV. I know, Jay, you do it a lot, and it's comical, but it's like, it doesn't even, I mean, where does it come into play, you know? You're theorizing on things like, well, maybe he went here instead of there, or maybe they knew each other before, you know? It's like, why don't you just go on what you see on the TV screen instead of theorizing on stuff from the past? You know, I could see where, you know, future stuff you might want to predict, but when you predict stuff that you didn't see on the screen, it just, I don't know, it's just banter that doesn't really mean anything, but it's comical, but it just, I don't know, just, I don't even think you guys realize you do it. It is very funny, though, but it doesn't make sense. Anyway, looking forward to the new season and trying to stay as spoiler-free as possible, so hope you guys are enjoying the winter. It is very cold out here in California right now. And we look forward to the next podcast. Take care. Bye.
Hi, Jane Jack. This is Dan from Charlestown, West Virginia. You know, I'm calling to refute. I know this is actually getting off topic, but I got to complain to somebody, and you guys seem the ones to complain to. The digging a hole through the earth thing and dropping something through that doesn't make any sense to me, because, okay, the Earth's what, like 3,000 or 4,000 miles wide at any diameter, so if you drop something through the Earth, it would be falling at a velocity of more than 3,000 miles an hour, and so, yeah, I know, like, if you jump out of an airplane, you're not falling at 3,000 miles an hour, you know, that's impossible, but anyway, so I'm just calling to, I don't know, refute that. I know you're not going to post this, but I don't know who else to complain to about this, because I don't know anyone who listens to your podcast, because I'm antisocial, and now I'm sharing too much. Right, take care. Keep up the good work.
Dan's antisocial. Is that like you?
No, I'm not antisocial.
That describes you.
No. No.
Come on, you don't know one person that listens to the podcast? Not one?
I know a lot of people listen to the podcast.
No, Dan. I'm talking to Dan.
Oh, okay.
I can't argue with this theory. I was thinking, no, it'd have to be a big drill, too.
Grill?
Drill. To drill through the center of the earth.
You mean a drill?
I said drill.
What's a drill?
A drill. I'm in the South. Hey, you've already got in trouble for making fun of the Southern accent. I can't help it.
Okay, fine. But you lived in Southern California for over 40 years. Can't you just hold on?
I'm a reformer. I conform to any.
So you're like, I'm a wishy-washy.
I'm a product of my environment.
Okay. All right. Keep going.
All right. So anyway, you have any theory?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, because you don't care. And then we had the next caller was Cranky Pants. I think it's more me that comes up with that.
Yeah, that's more Jack that does the theories that don't matter.
Because I probably think. But I think I'm not arguing with you, Harv. Cranky Pants. But I think that's what makes the show fun, is you're coming up with theories that may not be there, may not be there. You know, we've had some that we've come up with I've had some that came up with that actually turned out to be true that wasn't part of the show. I said when Christian Shepherd had an illegitimate kid living in Australia. Mm-hmm. That's why Jack went there. Well, it wasn't on the show, but it turned out to be true. Now that's one of the few.
So it happens every now and then.
It happens every now and then. And I think it makes the show fun, and that's why I do it.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm doing it, but I'm pretty sure you're talking about me and not Jay, because Jay really doesn't think anything.
Ouch. Okay, continue.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Many things.
I mean, I think you read the different message boards. There's some you look and you go, oh, come on. There's no way that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it does make the show entertaining, keeps it going during the long hiatus. And
okay.
I'm not going to stop Cranky Pants, so there.
Ouch.
I'm just kidding. And was the next caller was Laura?
Laura, yes.
Yeah, and this
called you out.
Well, she called me out first because she called a couple weeks ago, said the song sucked.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, whatever. Uh-huh. You know, 619. I couldn't remember what 619. She changed area codes. Is it really that important? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Laura. If we pulled San Diego, we played my song in San Diego,
uh-huh,
and had a poll, okay, Jack's song versus SDG&E. Who do you think would get more votes?
Well, they're owned by Sempra now, so I don't know if it's really SDG&E.
Well, Sempra, SDG&E, whatever you want to call them, I think, I don't care how bad you think my song is, I would win. I know there used to be a time where you couldn't tell people you worked for SDG&E.
Yes.
I know this for a fact because my brother-in-law works for SDG&E, and he used to wear a disguise to work. And people ask, where do you work? He goes, I work for some other city. So anyway, I'm not calling you. And as far as In-N-Out, keep it. Don't want it.
I actually went to In-N-Out right before I went to the airport at Burbank.
And then afterwards, you have to go to the hospital.
No. But they were exchanging their signs out for the prices. But
is it like the gas prices where they're coming down?
No, they were raising the prices.
Oh, of course.
By like a nickel or something like that. But they had to take off all the, you know, like the things in the menu stuff like that. So, but the guy, instead of like taking them, he was throwing them in the trash and they were just sitting there. So like, sweet, we just got ourselves some new In-N-Out
signs. So you're a trash digger.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I saw your sticker on the back of your car.
Well, that's the sticker, but we got this really cool like thing with all the burgers on it and like the 1, 2, and 3.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to try and make a little thing to make it light up and stuff.
Oh my gosh. That is so exciting. I don't hate In-N-Out. I just don't think it's as great as everyone thinks.
It is. I don't know why you hate
cafeteria.
It so much. It's not cafeteria.
It's because people make it sound like it's going to be this greatest. Now, if they came and say, hey, we're going to sponsor your show, yes, that's the best place in the world. I can sell it. But right now, no, it's not.
You're a hater.
I am an In-N-Out hater, just because it's not the greatest thing in the world.
It is.
It's not.
But
and Lexi, of course, you're right on. Thanks. I could not argue with all of all right. The calls, I have to agree with Lexi.
Well, 100%. Let's get into the last set of calls here. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Sharona calling from Chicago, from snowy Chicago, actually, right now. I was listening to your last podcast today. I guess it was a little later than I think when you guys released it, but I watched that scene that ABC had released, the one where Kate went on the run with baby Aaron, and my first thought was, I bet that it's Claire's mother/aunt that is the one that's starting this inquiry, because maybe she wants custody of baby Aaron. So that was my thought, and I didn't hear you guys mention anything of that, but that was seriously my first thought that I had. Anyway, be glad that you are not here in Chicago right now, because we have 5 inches of snow on the ground right now. It's pretty crazy. And, okay, we'll keep up the good work, and bye-bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Nikki from Los Angeles. I'm actually probably a bigger Lost fan than anyone. It's ridiculous. I'm obsessed. It's ridiculous, but I'm just too lazy to make, like, a podcast or website dedicated to it. I'm just too lazy. But I was on ABC.com, and I saw they had, like, the Lost outfit, which has been out since, like, Halloween, and the Dharma Initiative. And I just wanted to know, what'd you guys think of that? Like, would you buy that? Have you bought it? Have you gotten a lot of the, like, gifts from Dharma that's on ABC.com? I just want to know. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Johnny from Pinson, Alabama. I'm a first-time caller, and I just felt compelled to call and tell you, Jack, you're my favorite now. Jay, you used to be my favorite, but I'm really disappointed in the way that you've been putting down the South. I love the South. I love living here, and I'm proud to be a Southern girl. You do get some extra points on your comment that you made a couple of weeks ago about Dexter, though, because that show's awesome. And I think both of you need to give Friends another chance. It's really growing on me. Go back and watch it and give it a chance. But love your podcast. I'm geeked for the new season of Lost to start, and I can't wait to hear all your theories once it gets started. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Bill from New Hampshire. A couple of comments I want to throw out to you. I'd love your show to be funny. So it keeps going, and you guys stay happy. And in that regard, when you're talking about your T-shirt selling and the shopstamin8.com, being a cheap bastard, I haven't bought a shirt yet, but I got to tell you, I have no idea what URL you're actually saying. It's like, is it Sam and Nate? Is it Sam and Nate, or salmon, like a fish and Nate? So anyway, I suggest maybe occasionally just sort of spelling out what exactly it is so people go there and buy lots of shirts and you guys are successful. Alternately, hey, how about getting jayandjack.com/store and just having links to all of your stuff there so no one ever has to spell salmonate or whatever that is again. Okay, great. I'm off that topic. Second one. Please don't ever stop bashing heroes. Oh, for the love of God, please don't. But let's remember a couple things. There are three things heroes are good for. Here's what heroes is bad at. Number one, acting is horrible. Okay, so that's a bad thing. The story is horrible. Cinematography is horrible. And music's pretty bad. But the good thing, like number one, the title, like the logo for the show, great. Love that. The opening credits, very nice job. Love those opening credits. And the other thing is good, to watch it like I'm watching Mystery Science Theater 3000 and just sort of make stupid comments that I think are funny the whole time while my wife stares at me with sort of daggers in her eyes wanting me to shut up. So those are things that Hero is good for. Anyway, have a great day, guys. Take care. Bye.
Hey guys, this is the Tauntaun from Bloomington, Indiana. And so over the hiatus, I have downloaded all of your old shows and I listened to them. And I think it's time that Jack got his own song, probably like a segue song for the contest during season 5. And Jay, I don't think you can make any excuses because I'm telling you right before Christmas break for school. So, suck it up and make him a new song. Thanks.
Bye. Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Jack, he's our guy. He's really, really bald. Hey, he has Jack.
That has nothing to do with the contest, though.
Oh. Jack's doing a contest, and he does a contest kind of okay.
Okay. Maybe we got to work on that. Yeah, why can't you have a... All last year, we didn't have a segue song.
Boo-hoo.
It just makes it more interesting.
Boo-hoo.
You know, every now and then when Ryan comes on, we have Ryan from the island. But I've been on the show since day one. And then Bill with the salmon Nate, the whole thing. And I got to agree, when I first looked, I was looking for salmon. I thought I was looking for the shirts one.
It's Sam as in Samuel.
They only went one way.
And as in A-N-D. And Nate as in N-A-T-E.
Why can't we just have a direct store with a link? Wouldn't that be easy?
On our front page, jayandjack.com, there's a big button that says buy Jay and Jack t-shirts. You click it, it'll take you right to the website.
Oh.
Very easy.
You know, now that you said that, I've seen that because it has the log carrying guy shirt on it, doesn't it? Okay. I've seen it now.
Oh, I'm glad.
Well, you know,
I'm
sometimes you got to point that out.
I usually say it when I talk about it, but yeah, that's whatever. Okay.
No,
all
right.
I'm not going
to
hold a grudge.
But no one listened to it. Then he said about bashing heroes. I had an idea.
Okay.
We were talking to Mr. Payne before.
Uh-huh.
About heroes, about Lost, you know, we're at the same thing. If they do it again where they have the heroes panel and the Lost panel, maybe to kill time,
uh-huh,
we have like cage matches. What do you think?
Have a
heroes fan on one side, a Lost fan on the other. We could have some gambling going on.
Sure.
Nothing deadly. Just
sure.
Would you be into that?
Sure.
No. Are you even here?
Huh?
What? Not even paying attention.
I am. Sure. Why not?
And then we had Johnny. You're no longer her favorite.
Okay, it was a joke, okay? I don't hate the South.
He hates the South.
I do not hate the South.
He hates the South.
Please, people,
he hates the
it's
South.
Okay.
I love the South.
Don't be hating.
And Jay, I'll give Jay some credit. He didn't give up on Fringe.
I didn't, and it's gotten better. I'm still like, oh my God, I gotta watch Fringe.
I didn't give up on it for that. It's just decent. I just couldn't. I was playing hockey on Tuesday night and just kind of forgot to record it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nikki, the biggest Lost fan in the world, but she's too lazy to start her own podcast.
She's not much of a Lost fan.
That's not an excuse, because Jay is the laziest person in the world, and he started his own podcast. So
ha!
That's really not an
I
excuse.
Win.
That's not an excuse. But she's talking about the Dharma stuff. Have you bought anything? Well, you're cheap.
No.
You wouldn't buy anything.
Not from there. Those things are kind of cheap.
You wouldn't buy
it? If you would like a high-quality Lost item, you can check out Shop Sam and the Nate.com.
And you
can check out janejack.com. Click the big link on the side.
Yeah, there's a big thing that says log carrying guy shirt, right?
Yep.
It's blue, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then My Sharona. That is a great theory. I never thought about that. That Claire's, maybe Claire's mother.
I know, that is pretty
I keep forgetting about her. That's a great theory.
Because you're not a true Lost fan.
I'm not the biggest Lost fan.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Nikki, who's the biggest Lost fan. Really, oh, I mean, man. Really, who would hold the title as the biggest? We should have
the biggest Lost fan award.
The biggest Lost fan at the end of the season 5.
That's a good idea. Where people like send in like
videos
or and write a paragraph or something.
Yeah,
right.
Why you deserve to be the biggest Lost fan.
And we'll give them the Hugo Cup.
Right, because it's sitting right here and we're not going to pass out anymore. Who at end of season 5.
Yes.
We'll have to write this down because we'll forget. And maybe you guys can remind us because
the Hugo Cup award for biggest Lost fan,
and maybe we could have someone sign it. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
Sure.
Just throwing it out there.
Get some guy in the street. Have him sign it.
Anyone can. It needs to be polished. It's like a little scuffy though.
It is.
Well, it was supposed to go to Lostpedia, but they never sent us their address, and now it's over. But that's a great idea. Who will be the biggest Lost? And we can show the videos because we have a.
Yeah.
We might have a way of doing that. And the biggest Lost fan after the end of season 5. And and we'll vote on it, and whoever wins will get the Hugo Cup, and it's theirs to keep.
Well, no.
No, it's theirs to keep.
Hugo Cup, it's got to be, it's a Stanley Cup. It's not theirs.
All right, so
to
the
keep.
Biggest Lost fan is season 5, then the biggest Lost fan after season 6.
We'll get it.
And then they should be able to keep it forever.
No, it's...
Lost is over. What?
It's like the Stanley Cup. It doesn't really belong to anybody. It belongs to everybody.
All right, so after season 6, it'll
come into our guard.
Yeah, whatever. But I think that's a great idea. So, Nikki, if you are the biggest Lost fan, start working on your video.
And prove it.
And prove it, that you are the biggest Lost fan. And show what you do to prepare yourself, maybe what you prepare for yourself for Lost.
Hey, and where's your head?
It's on Lost. could I enter as being the biggest Lost fan?
Sure.
Actually, you know what? I'll have to say, I don't think I'm the biggest Lost fan.
No?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I could win.
I am.
I'm just not that dedicated.
All I do is just say the Lost podcast with Jay and Jack. I'm Jay.
Yeah, I don't think you'd win. But no, Nikki, I'm serious.
Okay,
we're serious about this. We're going to do this. That's a great idea by Jay
mm-hmm.
for once. And we'll do that.
All right.
The biggest Lost fan. No, I gotta do the questions.
That's what I'm saying. Are you ready to get into that?
Yeah.
Seeing it going?
But we should talk about the 25-hour podcast first, though.
Sure.
All right, that's going to be... You ready? Just...
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That was nice. All right, we are definitely doing the 25-hour podcast.
Yes. 21st to the 22nd.
We're thinking about starting about 5 p.m. We're not 100% sure on that.
on Saturday the 21st.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have live bands there. We're going to have some special guests. You can come skate. We'll have a skating party afterwards where you can pay some money and go skating, and the chair, you'll go to Autism Speaks. We're going to try and get a...
We're getting a hotel. It's Wyndham or something by Wyndham.
What is Wyndham? I don't know. It's right next to the Waffle House. I don't...
It's right next to the rink.
Right.
Can't miss it.
It's a stone's throw away.
If you're Jack.
Yes. It'll be a lot of fun if you can make it great. If
send
not,
an email to lpdonate@gmail.com.
Gmail?
lpdonate@gmail.com. You can't make fun of my people.
gmail.com.
You can't make fun of my people.
I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
No. You can't say it because you're married.
It's like you're grandfathered in when that happens.
No, I don't think so.
I think it is. I think it's by law.
I'm about to look that up. I think I can
because it's okay. I watched The Godfather too. That's okay. Makes it okay. We're lining up some big guests. We were going to have the governor of Illinois,
but unfortunately
we couldn't afford him.
Yeah,
and we're a PG show, so we cut him off. So he's no longer going to be joining us. But we're lining up some big guests to join us live. Hopefully they can come to Raleigh, or they can just call us live on the phone, and we're going to have some fun with that. So don't forget, make your ticket plans now and come join us.
All right, Jack, you ready to get into your questions for the season 5 Lost Contest?
Right.
Here we go.
Season 5 contest.
Season 5 contest. It's gonna be
fun. Season 5 contest. Yep. Man, this has just been a wacky night. We'll blame it on Mr. Payne because he got us off topic. We did a thing.
All right, you have like 35 questions.
Well,
Let's go.
We did a thing for Mr. Payne and he got
us
off topic.
It's 10:15 at night. We've been doing podcasting since 8. Go.
I could go 25 hours.
Let's go.
That's how good I am. All right. Now, remember, somebody's volunteered to work on a website. He's setting up the thing. I just have to send him the questions. I'm just giving you the questions ahead of time so you can kind of prepare yourself. Once the website's up, I'll post it on the message board, and we're probably going to do a podcast next week sometime.
Okay.
First of the year, and then you guys get your content picks in before that time. All right, here are the questions. Number one, who will be the first person to speak in episode 1? That's the first night. It's either Kate, Jack, Ben, Locke, or Sawyer. So whoever speaks first, you get 108 points. Second one is, who will be the last person to speak in season 5? Kate, Jack, Ben, Hurley, Sawyer. Correct answer, 108 points. Will we see Claire holding Aaron this season? Now, that's anything, an old flashback or something. Claire with Aaron in her arms. That's worth 42 if you guess yes. No is 23. Will we see Sun and Jen kiss? Yes, 4. No, 42. Number 5, will Sawyer and Juliet kiss? Yes, 15. No, 16. Will Hurley shoot someone? That's with a gun. So, yes, 23. No, 42. He doesn't have to kill him. Just shoot at him. Just shoot. He has to hit someone with a bullet.
Okay.
All right. Number 7. Will Jack cry? That's not me, Jack, on the show. Yes, 4. No, 108. Will Faraday be seen without his tie? That's just he doesn't have to have his tie on. So it's yes, 16. No, 42. Will Super Kate return back to the island? Yes, 42. No, 8. Number 10, will Sawyer shoot someone? Yes, 8. No, 42. Number 11, how many episodes will Hurley be in? Correct answer is 108. How many episodes will we see Abaddon? 108. Number 13, how many episodes will we see Jin? 108. So that basically, all you have to do is see him. If you see a shot of Jin, not they mention him, but you have to actually physically see him.
Yep.
All right. How many episodes will we see Charlotte? 108. Will we see Charlie this season? Yes, 108. No, 4. So we see Dominic Monaghan playing the guitar poorly. That's worth 108 points. Will we see Libby this season? Yes, 42. No, 23. Will Faraday and Charlotte kiss? Yes, 8. No, 4. Will someone shoot Miles? Hopefully. Yes, 4. No, 42.
I don't know why. Why do I hate Miles so much?
I don't know.
Will we see the four-toed statue again? Yes, 23. No, 42. Will Ben and Penny have a scene together? Yes, 8. No, 108. Will we see Hurley's dad again? I hope so. I like him. Yes, 16. No, 24. Will we see Helen again? That's Helen, Locke's girlfriend that ran out on him, that pulled a con on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 108. No, 4. Well, we don't know if you pulled a con, but that's just my theory. How many episodes, 23, how many episodes will Rose appear in? Correct answer is 108. How many episodes will Bernard appear in? 108. Will we find out that either Rose or Bernard, at one time in their lives, worked for Dharma? Yes, 108. No, 4. Still holding on to that one. Will we find out that Ben has another child? Yes, 8. No, 42. So he could have another child, but no. Will we see Walt again? Just see him. But you have to actually see him. It can't be with that distance shot where we kind of think it's Walt.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to be we see him.
The actor?
The actor.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it could be a flashback, though.
Okay.
But we physically see Walt, not a hologram. 42, yes. 23, no. Will we see Boone again? This is always on the contest. We had to throw it in there. Yes, 4, no, 42. Who will be the first main character? Main character that Sawyer gives a nickname to, correct? 108. So it can't be some random other, or you have to...
Juliet count.
Juliet count. It has to be someone... It has to be someone that has a name.
Okay.
Someone we know. It can't be like... everyone does this every year, but it can't be random other, or a guy in the cage, or whatever it is.
Well, that ended up being...
Carl, but Carl didn't have a name.
Okay.
Yeah. It has to be someone that has that actually has a name. So you can't just say other, guy in the boat... Guy, whatever, guy in helicopter, guy with a tie or everything like that. 30, will Saeed go the whole season without shooting someone? Yes, 4, no, 42. So he can't shoot anybody the whole season. I don't think it's going to happen. Will anyone mention Nikki or Paolo's name? Yes, 23, no, 8. How many times will Hurley say, dude? Correct answer is 108. And this one... is probably the best one on the thing. Will Jay say something stupid on this season's podcast?
Wow.
Yes.
It's more.
Yes, 4. No, 108. I'm not telling you which one to choose. But if you choose no, you got a good chance of getting 108 points.
That's kind of like, I don't know. It's tough to call, like, what is.
I'm judging. It's me.
Okay.
So if you say anything I disagree with, it's worth 108 points. So basically, I put a gimme answer on there. So it's worth 108 points.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And Jay didn't help with any of these. He didn't want to help.
Nope. All right.
He didn't. No, he didn't want to help. He couldn't come up with one.
That's your thing. I don't want to get into your territory.
I said, can you help me out with some of these questions? You said, no, I'm not doing it.
I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I said, I don't have anything.
And you walked, and you walked away. That's exactly what you did. You looked at it and said, eh. I said, I'd like to get to 35 before tonight's podcast. And you go, eh. Sorry.
That was like on Monday or something, yes. Or it's Tuesday.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday. Whatever it was. Doesn't count as today.
That's why I came up with that last question.
Someone's bitter over there.
No, I'm not bitter. I just,
a little bit.
A little help. A little help. A little something for the effort.
All right.
All right. So I hope everyone has a happy and safe holiday.
Well, can I get to the closeout?
Oh, I'm sorry.
And before we close out the show, a classic Scott and Steve Christmas moment.
Hello, Jay and Jack. It's your friends, Scott and Steve from the 405. That's Oklahoma City. We're calling to field your Christmas question that you emailed us. Who is Scrooge and who is Santa Claus on the island? Okay, I'll take Santa Claus and I'll say Mr. Echo.
Is it because,
like Santa Claus, Mr. Echo has a stick and a huge lap?
Yeah,
I guess. Awesome. Yeah. I think Scrooge is definitely Jack. That dude's got like a digital attitude like no other.
I don't know.
He's so grumpy all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I'll allow it. Let's go beyond that. Let's try and spot the other cast members into they'll be the characters from other Christmas movies.
All right, what about Christmas Vacation?
Clark Griswold would be Hurley.
Yeah, and Russ and Audrey would have to be Jen and Soon.
Uh-huh. And then, what's the name of that dog? The one with the Mississippi whatever? That'd be Vincent, obviously.
Yeah, the Mississippi Leghound.
Yeah, and then Uncle Eddie would be Sawyer.
Okay, what about Charlie Brown Christmas?
You would think Charlie would be Charlie, but no, I'm going to go... Oh, yeah, Charlie would be Jack, because everyone's always picking on him.
And they've got that huge head. Lucy is definitely Anna Lucia.
Mm-hmm. Peppermint Patty, that'd be... I guess it could be Libby.
I think Walt would have to be Linus.
Yeah.
And what about Snoopy and Woodstock?
That'd be... Okay, Snoopy would be Claire, and then because Aaron is in her care, then Woodstock would be Aaron.
That's perfect.
For Locke, I would go to the great Christmas classic, Gremlins.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say that Locke is like the inventive, clever gizmo.
And I think the dad character, the guy that invents stuff, that has to definitely be Saeed.
Yeah. Because of the gadgetness. And then Corey Feldman would be Mr. Echo, for reasons I can't quite explain. And then Stripe has that same attitude as Anna Lucia, so I'll use Anna Lucia again.
All right, the Christmas classic Home Alone. Who's Kevin McAllister?
Charlie would be Kevin, because he's always putting his hands on his cheeks.
What about Kevin's cousin, Fuller, the guy that pees all the time when he drinks Pepsi? That's got to be Jen.
Yeah, I haven't seen Jen with a can of Pepsi yet, but most likely.
The biggest question, Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern, what about those two guys?
I think that's us. I think that's Scott and Steve.
Oh, it'd have to be Scott and Steve.
Yeah, because of our troubled past. So, wrap it up here. Merry Christmas from, this is Dylan.
Happy Hanukkah. This is Craig.
And namaste.
See you later, guys.
All right, guys. That is our show for this Christmas season, holiday season.
And you can still send in your Christmas songs if you have one. If you're working on it, don't worry. Send it in and we'll play it.
And I'll put up Christmas Day. But as far as the regular last podcast go, I think we should take a couple weeks off. And then we'll, once we come back in January, it's full-fledged,
well,
full force.
Well, the contest, I'll try and put a link on,
okay,
on the message board. It'll be on show news. Once I get the person that's working on it, what he's doing or what they're doing, and then we'll get going from there.
Okay.
And then you can get your answers in on time.
Sweet.
And then it has to be in by the 21st. No 22nd thing.
Okay.
No late voting.
So once we, I think mid-January, we'll come back full force and we'll be
We should do something the first week of January, though.
We'll still be in different places.
No, I'm saying like the 7th or something. Just announce this contest.
Okay.
Just a little short one.
Okay.
A little tiny one.
Little itty bitty one. Also, remember, lpdonate@gmail.com to, if you're down for our March 21st to the 22nd marathon podcast for autism, 25 hours.
Jay and his band are going to be there. They'll
gonna be
hopping. We'll probably have a skating-thon from like 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock where you can pay like $10 and it'll go to Autism Speaks. And
yep.
It'll be fun.
A lot of fun. We have a lot of people already, you know, coming over. Jana said she's coming.
Well, that might be a reason not to come.
Ouch.
I'm just kidding.
Jana! Cannot criticize Jana.
Jana's there every week, every Monday for our Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys.
Not only that, but she's waited in line for us in hell of spaces many, many times, okay?
Jana knows I'm kidding. Jana knows. Joke.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Maybe the people out there don't know that.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Now,
if I was talking about Jay, then that'd be a reason not to show up, and I think people would know that I'm telling the truth.
All right, so everybody have a happy holidays.
Happy New Year. Come on, guys.
Everybody be safe, drive safe.
Go out and have some fun, get a designated driver.
Yes.
Come on, Lost is coming back. You want to see it? Seriously, I mean, come on.
I agree.
Safe, happy holidays.
All right, we'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego.
That was pathetic.
Bye.
Dream or know the plans he would surmise. 'Twas decades in the making for Richard Alpert's plan. A somber urge deployed the purge, gassed Rico in the van. The wrath of old New Otherton, a mercenary fight. Banner and Bell Team Kimmy failed. I smoke sweat through the night. Locked repetitious warning. Code 14 day surprise. The barracks boomed in Alex's doomed like dead log carrying guys.